Now here's a little tale I've been saving up for you. In case you ever wondered why the gods never answer your prayers, here's why. They're too caught up in affairs of their own to care for yours. The story set back in the day, like, as in way back in the day, but still. It's about all those things that make a story worth telling. It's about a guy and a girl. Although this guy, well, he ain't so much a guy as he's a god, and the girl, well, all in good time. He is one of them real gods, capital G. Goes by the name of Apollo, and he's a bit of a hotshot. A ladies' man also, but I'll get to that bit later. People call him a real gunslinger, because he never misses a shot, or so people say. But then, people say lots of things. Oh yeah, and before I forget, he knows all that all too well. But a story ain't no story without some punk-ass kid to mess up the proper standards of the powers that be. Enter Cupid. Cupid's a minor love deity and shouldn't be around messing with business that ain't his own. Admittedly, he's got some skill, but he just don't measure up to an Olympian. But like all small men, stupid Cupid fancies himself a player in big boy diapers. Thinks he's the material to be fooling around with the real gods. Turns out, he's also right. So one fine morning, dear Apollo wakes up to find a letter pinned to his wall. Letter says something like this. Dear Apollo, people say you are a bit of a hotshot, a ladies' man also, but I'll get to that later. People also say you never miss a shot, so here's me wondering, are you up to a challenge to see who's the better man? Man, in this context meaning God. Cupid must know he can best Apollo in a fair fight, but yeah, then again, fair fight ain't exactly what the kid had in mind. I guess even in this story, even way back in the day, love has always been a dick. Needless to say, Apollo is furious. He packs some real heat and shows up for a shootout that we nowadays call a classic. Now, Cupid's no one to be messing around with. He masters his two guns like they're part of him. Calls them lovemaker and heartbreaker. Cupid could hit a needle mid-air from 500 yards away, but even so, he's no match for Apollo. Small gal loses, big man wins. It's that same old story. But Cupid's not one to give up that easily. He plots a little thing called revenge, so one day, he finds Apollo by the beach, and there's this girl also. And again, she ain't that much of a girl. She's a nymph, which ain't no ancient slang for nymphomaniac, but I guess every word's gotta have some sort of origin story, right? She's a pretty one. Dark blonde hair caressing her neck and shoulders. Skin glittering all over the place. Eyes an ocean blue, they don't come no prettier. Goes by the name of Daphne, that one. Now, as Apollo sees her, Cupid takes aim. Takes a whole lot more to kill a god, but takes a whole lot less to make one fall in love. I think it might be time to be talking about ballistics here. See, there's two kinds of bullets. There's the gold variety, just a graze can make you fall in love with a horse, and that Daphne girl, who's not just a girl, she ain't no horse. But this is where things go a little crazy, see, because a man in love is no bad thing, and Apollo ain't exactly used to being rejected. When he looks that sweet nymph up and down, it's safe to assume they might skip dinner, even on the first date. Thing is, there's a bit more to love than golden bullets. There's the leaden ones also, and those little fuckers make you soft as a puppy and dry as firewood. Revenge, as so many things. Revenge is a dish best served by dicks, so when Daphne looks back at Apollo, Cupid pops her Aladdin bullet in the heart. And that's when things start falling apart, because he loves her, but she don't love him back. It's that kind of story, I guess. Now, she can run away, but Apollo is sure to find her and make a fool of himself somehow. Even the gods are prone to fall in hard times every now and then. Now, I wish there was a better way to end this, or that There was some lesson to be learned here, but I don't want to lie to you. Truth is, it's messed up. Love is that way. So why even bother? The ones in love will get heart sore. The ones that are loved want to go and hide under some rock. And the jerk-offs, yeah, they stay at home laughing their asses off. But it's just how love is. Crazy, dumb, and a story that just has no proper ending to it. And like this one.